Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
He was a real strange dude when he got out of the joint. What's the point?
Come on. think the world is predetermined. Won't we know the source of all our pride? This head mud is all we all live for. It's up to us to see what we got inside. That we were promised. Did you know that a single person lied? Starting over is not what we intended. Time to work on the sink from other sides. We're only hoping that this effort is for something. Adversity will always be there.
Good morning, Medford. Are you gonna say something?
Good morning, Medford.
It is 9:15 a.m. Guys, we just had the most difficult time getting up into the studio. So instead of my last radio hour, you're all graced with my last radio 45 minutes. But that's okay because I have a very special guest. So if you calculated that, that 45 minutes is worth at least like 17 times more than the normal hour. So really, you're just, I can't do 17 times 45 in my head, but it's a lot of minutes of me. So you're welcome. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, Medford. My name's Emma. I'm a senior at Tufts University, and I'm just here to make myself cry during the last days of senior
leave. I'm looking at you.
All right, well, Becca's already crying. You know, I've given Becca a lot of... Did I say crap?
No.
I've given Becca a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of slack. For just spending for spending 1 hour every week just listening to the sound of her own voice. But if anyone was gonna do it and kill it, it's gonna be her.
Oh, thanks. So today the goal of our radio show is to make each other cry. So we're gonna listen to a lot of like happy songs. Like these are not like sad songs, they're happy songs. That just kinda remind me of like good times, I think. So first we have an oldie. Also, just so you guys know, that song was called Grown by Chloe and Halle because we're grown. Woo. So first we're gonna have an oldie from my parents' like generation that always
Shout
makes
out
me really
John
emotional. And then we have a song that I used to listen to literally all the time sophomore year. I actually went back. I make playlists every month of like the songs I'm listening to, and I went back to all my playlists, and this song literally popped up in like 7 of them sophomore year. So we have Let the River Run, followed by Sunshine, followed by a new one that really just. It has a good theme, so listen to the song, listen to the message. All right, enjoy.
Silver cities rise, gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. Brother called me on the phone saying I'm done with it all. Safe to say I'm done with it all too. Trying to right all these wrongs never seems so impossible. It's clear to me we're scared to hope too. I don't know why, I don't know why, I cannot stop this feeling inside. I don't know why, I don't know why, I cannot stop this feeling inside. No matter how bad all this gets, I can't stop this voice in my head. This voice in my head says we're gonna be alright. Again, asking when it's all gonna end. Funny cause I don't have a clue. My parents' heartbreak is a child's demise. Of all the truth they knew inside, and I don't really know what to do. I don't know why, I don't know why, I cannot stop this feeling inside. I don't know why, I don't know why, I cannot stop this feeling inside. No matter how bad all this gets, I can't stop this voice in my head. This voice in my head says we're gonna be alright.
And we're back. Did you miss us? Our volume's a little loud. I'm gonna turn it down. Yeah, that was Judah and the Lion. They just had a new album come out called Pep Talks, and that song is literally called All Right. And all they do is like, you're gonna be all right. Are we gonna be all right?
We don't know.
We don't really
also,
know.
On a side note, is Judah and the Lion a Christian rock group? Because I've been listening to some of their songs this past year, and then I suddenly realized there's like maybe some religious themes behind many of them.
Not gonna lie, it happens to me a lot that I listen to a song or an artist that I really like, and I'm like, wait, this is Christian rock. Like, have you listened to Lauren Daigle?
No.
She sings a song called Look Up Child. I've played it like 6 gazillion times on this radio show because I love it. And it's very religious, but it's really good. So, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
He does. She does. They do.
They do. It does. They do. She does. Because God is a woman. You know who's not a woman? TUPD. TUPD, we're in a fight. We are really in a fight. I had to fight with them on the phone for, I kid you not, 15 minutes to let me into the radio station. For some reason, I've lost my access to WMFO. I get it. I'm graduating. Like, rub it in my face. Why don't you? I was on the phone with this one guy, and he was like, you're not on the list. And I was like, how do I prove to you that I'm on the list? He then transfers me to someone else. I wait on hold for like at least 5 minutes. That person transfers me to someone else. That person transfers me to someone else. And finally, they let me in.
They're like frat stars.
Literally, they're frat stars. I feel like if I ever go into TPD, they're like playing Can Jam just like in the corner.
No, they do good work. They do good work. But sometimes it's just hard to get around the bureaucratic systems.
We hate the systems. Burn the system to the ground. Anarchy!
Yeah, anarchy.
Emma comes in here and she's like, there's a lot of references to anarchy in this studio. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, how are you feeling? How's life?
Life is doing okay. You know, we just have 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. 13 days of college left has me feeling all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
1 minute I'm smiling and the next I'm crying, and you just don't know what you're going to get with me these days.
We're just emotional messes.
Yeah.
I was like writing my journal the other night, and I was thinking it's not, I'm just, It's I feel like there are two like groups of people, right? There's like the people who are being pushed out of Tufts because like they're not happy. You know, there's like push factors. They're like, I don't like this. I'm sick of college. Like, I'm unhappy. I want to do other things. Like the push factors. And then there's like the pull of like, there's new opportunities and new adventures. And like the rest of my life is ahead of me. And I feel like for most of our friends, it's like not like push factors. It's like pull factors.
I would agree.
Which makes things kind of sad and hard.
Yeah, well, it's like when you can't turn around and like say you hate something, it makes it harder to leave. But I think we should just remember that we're oh so lucky.
We are oh so lucky. I've been meditating on gratitude a lot in my yoga classes. Okay, so next up we have two good throwbacks. First we have You and I by Ingrid Michaelson, which is really not a song for parties. And yet we somehow make it a song for parties. Zoe and I, our friend Zoe and I, went to a soccer party once after they won NESCACs. There's like normal like dancing music. Then all of a sudden, You and I by Ingrid Michaelson comes on and people go off. Like they are like head bumping and banging on tables. And like everyone was so excited. So we kind of adopted that. And this is our favorite song to dance to. Followed by Wide Open Spaces by Dixie Chicks. Emma, do you want to talk about that?
You know, just our junior fall was a bit of a hard time for many of us. And one day we got off campus and we took a hike on a beautiful sunny day. And as we got back in the car and you have those post-hiking legs and you're just so happy to sit down on the warm leather, we start driving down the country road and this song comes on and will forever remind me of my college girls.
Yeah. So enjoy. We'll be back soon.
Don't you worry there, my honey. We might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny. Maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised,
but baby, how we spoon like no one else.
If you're not jamming right now in your car, you're doing
so
something wrong.
So I will help you read those books, if you will soothe my worried looks,
and we will put the lonesome on the shelf. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
About who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own.
That hit you in the feels, Emma?
Really straight into the feels. Brings me right back to that country road.
I told Emma, I know the exact place we were when we were listening to this, because I was driving, Zoe was next to me, and we were just like all the leaves were so pretty, and it was super warm and nice, and like we're listening to the song and jamming, and then we find out that we're driving in the wrong direction. And then I had to quickly turn around. Yeah, we're supposed to read a PSA. Let's find a quick PSA. You know what? I'm gonna do a PSA.
Okay.
Practice gratitude, guys. Literally, just recognize that. Okay, no, that's a bad PSA. My real PSA is to recognize that everyone is on edge right now, and just go about with the understanding that like we're reacting to things in an atypical way. This is like a really bad comparison, but I remember after 2016. Happened like after November, my dad came the next day because I was literally unable to function post-election, and he said to me, like, there are no normal reactions for abnormal situations. And as much as we say that, like, oh yeah, like graduating from college is like a normal rite of passage, like it isn't. It's like a drastic life, like our entire life is changing, and that's not normal, right? There's so few times in our life where we have a full like press the restart button. And I think it's okay to recognize, like, I'm a little on edge, like, not to talk for Emma, but I'm sure you're feeling a little on edge, and like the way we normally react to things are not the way we're normally reacting right now, because like everything is like feels a little different in like really good ways, and it means like we enjoy like things differently, but it also means like we're like thinking about things differently. And so practice self-awareness, practice awareness of others. There's your PSA. Meditate, eat your vegetables. Yeah.
That was a good PSA, Becker.
Thank you. Okay, up next. Oh, wait, we want to do a shout-out. Shout-out to Pop-Pop and Mima and Grim and Grandpa. And I think Perry and John who are listening right now.
We love you all. Thank you for being a second family.
Aww. Up next, we have some more upbeat songs, but that really have beautiful meanings. Not actually beautiful meanings, but one of them is Youth by Foxes. Amazing song, because our youth is over, so.
Oh, my God.
And then up next, we have, after that, we have The Middle.
This is just my go-to feel-good song. If my house were to have an a cappella group, this is the song that we would debut with.
The only song they would sing
is this one.
Is this one an a cappella version of The Middle
by Zed?
Enjoy.
They didn't want me when I was running wild. Dragons breathing fire in the backyard. We live in circles, and it's so hard to breathe. Maybe the same old fears. What have we here? Don't bring me down. With you, now I'm just chasing time with a thousand dreams. I'm holding heavy, and as we cross the line, these fading beats, we've all been. Don't tell me our youth is running out. It's only just begun. If I asked you for good news, would you smile and turn away? It's like a bad dream. There are many among us, and we're changing all the time. Maybe the same old fears. What have we here? Don't bring me down. With you, now I'm just chasing time with a thousand dreams. I'm holding heavy, and as we cross the line, these fading beats revolve.
Take a seat right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing.
See the fire in your eyes. Welcome to your fantasy, your wildest dreams. I'll show you things you never knew you liked.
Twisted mind and you love it when my loving hurts. You tell me all that time, sir.
And we're back.
Becca likes to put this voice on the radio that she kind of has in real life, but not really. It's like the voice you use with your teachers.
That's fair. When I'm trying to be like professional.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take that. I have a great phone voice.
You do.
Except this morning when I was literally fighting with TUPD, I was like, do you need me to send you pictures of me and my radio station? And like, now that I think about it, like, how would that have worked? Like, I wouldn't have been able to send them pictures as proof that I actually come here. Oh, well. We love you, TUPD. I think like, there you have to be hated a little bit when you're a university police department.
I would agree with that.
I think it goes with the territory. Except Officer Carrie. If Officer Carrie's listening, I love you. You're actually an angel. She's the best. But she's a woman, so that makes sense. Okay, next up. We're ready to cry a little bit. We can get a little in our feels. So this song has been, like, very important to me through, like, many major, like, life changes. When I was at camp and, like, we were leaving camp and becoming counselors, like, this was our unit song to describe the change that was happening in our lives. And so now whenever I hear it, it makes me a little sad. It was one of the first songs that I learned to play on guitar. Yeah, we also love the Dixie Chicks, even though it's not... I know... Fleetwood Mac has the original, but it's too low. I like the Dixie Chicks version better.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I think it's also, again, like, there's just memories tied into this version that, like, the people may not understand, but we're going to play what we want to play.
We're going to play what we want to play because we're the ones playing music, so suck it up. Thanks for listening. This is Landslide by Dixie Chicks.
Oh,
Hey guys, thanks for a really incredible year, for listening to the sound of my voice every single week, whether it's at 7 a.m. or 9 a.m. This has been a pretty incredible part of my ITUS experience, and I'm kind of sad I came into it so late. But thanks for listening. If you're ever interested in the music I'm listening to, I have monthly playlists on my Spotify, which is basically my radio show playlist altogether for the entire month. Thanks for listening. I didn't even know what to say. It's 9:57. We're going to end on a really good note, I think, on a really hopeful note.
Cheers to you, Becca. Yeah,
this is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Becca Levis, and you've been listening to the sound of my voice.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
Oh, boy.
Nobody say, nobody on.
See me, baby, yeah.